You're about to hear something fantastic. Quadraphonic sound from the Columbia SQ record. Four distinct channels from an LP you can play with a standard stereo cartridge. And whatever the sounds are, whatever the source, you, the listener, are in the middle of its natural environment. Sound. All around. And around. And around. As if you were in the middle of a race course. Now, Columbia's SQ record is going to put you magically and quadraphonically off the coast of Bermuda, fathoms under the Atlantic Ocean, hearing the song of the great humpback whales. From beneath the ocean, we transport you to Broadway. Up till now, Columbia's stereo albums of original cast shows have put you 10th row center. But now, Columbia quadraphonic discs and tapes can put you right in the middle of the stage of any dramatic or musical performance. At this moment, you are sitting on the stage of Stephen Sondheim's hit musical comedy, Company.
Oh, rings door chimes, in comes company. No strings, good times, room hums, company. Late nights, quick bites, party games, deep talks, long walks, telephone calls. Thoughts shared, souls bared, private names, all those photos up on the walls.
But quadraphonic sound is not only a technique to increase your listening pleasure. It is also a new and valuable tool for the modern electronic composer who writes his music not for the theater or concert hall, but for you in your own home. The revolutionary electronic composer Morton Subotnick creates a world of his own and puts you in the middle of it. Thank you. quadraphonic sound is new to us in the 70s. But as someone once said, there's really nothing new under the sun. Giovanni Gabrielli was writing four-channel music in Venice in 1590, never dreaming that in the 1970s, you would be able to experience the four corners of the Church of San Marco in your own living room today. Okay, now we're going to change the pace. Here's a contemporary rock hit. It was great in stereo, but it's incredible in quad.
Oh, yeah!
Quad as a technique has many applications. Up to now, we've shown you quad's ability to surround you with sources of sound. We will now put this technique to an entirely different use in order to show you the ability of quadraphonic sound to recreate the ambience of a great concert hall. Your walls disappear. You are now inside Philharmonic Hall. In front of you, Pierre Boulez and the New York Philharmonic. And all around you, the natural reverberation of a huge auditorium. For the conductor, as for the modern composer, quad provides a field day for experimentation. For the orchestral arranger, this is even truer. The ability to separate out single instruments or voices demands a corresponding creativity from the arranger. His ability to move sound around the listener and to control its direction suggests effects never before thought possible. Listen to what Peter Matz has done to this Burt Bacharach tune. Quad is new. In the hands of all of today's most significant musicians, it is an incredible extension of their capabilities. Eventually, in the music of the rest of this century, quad will come to be used masterfully as an element in composition, in arrangement, in performance. One great work already exists using quad in this perspective. It is Leonard Bernstein's Mass.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory.
Leonard Bernstein's Mass, written expressly for the opening of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, incorporates all the uses of quad that you have so far heard. Separation into distinct directional sources, the ambience of a great concert hall, pre-recorded quadraphonic tapes used as an integral part of the theatrical experience. Mass dramatically displays how all this can be made into a work of great art. A work that lets you hear the hushed whisper of the celebrant and then opens out to take in the massed ensembles, creating a sound of awesome intensity and magnitude. In time, such great works will come from every branch of music with comparable integrity and resourcefulness. This is the challenge for today's musician. The technique is here, the opportunity is now, and the adventure is begun. A trip as fantastic as man's flight to the moon. But the major difference is, with quadraphonic sound, you, the listener, can come along.